Hey everyone, welcome to episode 123 of the Slice of Healthcare podcast. I'm your host, Jared Taylor. On today's episode, we have Shay Hooser, the co-founder and CEO at U-Turn. Let's not waste any time. Let's bring him on the podcast. Thanks so much for joining me on the Slice of Healthcare podcast. How are you today?
Jared, hey man, I'm doing great. I appreciate you having me.
Yeah, I'm excited. I know we spoke recently. We were able to talk through some things, somehow got on fun events as well. I remember we were chatting about that and got pretty fired up about that. But I'm excited to have you on to tell your story, learn about U-Turn, and kind of talk about what you're really excited about. So I think we should dive right into it. Can you tell me a little bit about your background?
Yeah, absolutely. So U-Turn's my fifth startup. So I guess to some degree, I'm like a prototypical entrepreneur, if you will. I was really lucky when I got out of, I went to a military college in South Carolina called the Citadel. When I got out of the Citadel, I went to work for a telecommunications company. This is 1991. I'm dating myself here, but back then we were selling long distance phone service for like 20 cents a minute. That didn't even exist today. But it was a great company. I was very lucky and blessed because it's a shareholder owned, an employee owned company. The company ultimately sold and I got a little bit of, you know, a little lick and started a seed capital fund back in 1996. And we invested that fund, a partner and I, over a couple of years. And then I left, he managed the fund, and my brother and I started a high-speed broadband company called Nubox Communications. And that was at the beginning of the dot-com boom. We went from zero to 1,000 employees in 3 years. We filed to go public. We raised $250 million. We built out a ton of network and then we lost all our money. So the dot-com boom, it blew up, dude. And our shareholders afterwards were, you know, Goldman Sachs and JP Morgan and J.H. Whitney and eventually KKR. And we got recapitalized. It was a really interesting experience. We ran on cash. We were burning $5 million a month. And they recapitalized the company, a 1-for-100 reverse stock split. So I went from like having about $30 million to zero overnight. I don't recommend going through that personally. It's not something that's a whole lot of fun. All joking aside, three of the co-founders committed suicide, including my best friend. One of the other co-founders wound up in jail. I ultimately struggle with alcoholism and addiction. And I've been through treatment 4 times. I don't think it's from that, but that was a traumatic experience to some degree for a lot of people, especially losing my best friend. But from there, got to do a couple other companies. Most recently before U-Turn was a company called Green Cloud Technologies. It's a cloud computing platform. We built, started that in 2011 with my brother again and a couple other guys that I've known real well. And I left there in early 2018, actually the end of 2017. My company is currently backed by Goldman Sachs, but during all this time, Jared, I struggle with drugs and alcohol, work hard, play hard, drink a lot, and went through treatment a number of times. I first went to treatment back in 2010 and had a really extended period of sobriety before I had a period of relapse a number of times, and ultimately put myself and my company in position to where I had to get fired, and my board terminated me. They terminated me while I was at treatment. And, you know, all of that experience really led to the creation of U-Turn. I'm grateful for the experience. You know, it's, I'll never forget. I was in treatment for the 4th time. I'd been in treatment for about 30 days this time. And all in about a 2-week period, I got fired. Now the CEO and the largest individual shareholder and founder. So you got to mess up pretty good to get canned in that experience. It was pretty impressive, really. But so I got fired. I found out they're not going to honor the employment agreement. My wife told me she was going to leave me and then my kids wouldn't let me come home. It was not good. But it forced me to face a lot of personal demons. I'd been abducted by a couple of guys, 3 guys actually back in 2004. I got drugged, I got abducted, I got beaten, I got sexually assaulted. And these were things that I never really dealt with that I think were really deep in the psyche. And once I got to treatment the final time in late 2017, those were things that really came to the surface. Believe it or not, I didn't even know about them really. for a long time, and really got to process that stuff. And through that processing and the help with a lot of counselors, it led me to a point of where I've never been more peaceful, more happy, nor more grateful. And that led to the creation of U-Turn, which is something I'm incredibly passionate about and proud of.
Yeah, thank you for sharing all of that, even the difficult parts. I really appreciate that. You have probably one of the strongest whys. I don't have to ask you what your why is like I usually do on the podcast, right?
Yeah. I'll tell you though, the thing that I saw more than anything this time around, meaning the last month through treatment, was the impact on my kids, and specifically my 16-year-old daughter. She was 16 at the time, and they were in private school here in South Carolina, and I fully felt the impact of her dealing with dad going to rehab, dad being alcoholic, dad getting fired, is dad going to die, is dad going to jail, and watching and understanding all of the feelings she dealt with, shame, guilt, fear, worry, all of that stuff, and literally having nowhere to go. She had nowhere to go. She's a 16-year-old daughter. As adults, we can go to treatment. We can get therapy. We can do all these things. But a 16-year-old girl, she's just going to go in her bedroom and cry. And when I started to connect those dots, it became apparent that the missing link in substance misuse treatment and addiction, I hate using that word, but that type of treatment, is the family is left out of the equation. Everybody in healthcare, everybody in insurance focuses exclusively on the individual that's struggling. And then the families over here are like, what is going on? This disease causes so much resentment and fear and anger that having a simple conversation is hard. So U-Turn is all about helping families get educated. And as they get educated, they learn how to better support the loved one. It creates a way to communicate with less resentment, and that individual that's struggling isn't afraid as much, and they can find sobriety and eventually recovery better. Ultimately, it's going to save the system a freaking ton of money. That's great. I'm helping families. So yeah, that's the why, and you can tell I'm passionate and fired up about it because it's personal to me. Myself, my co-founders, and everybody at U-Turn is either in recovery from addiction, has gone through treatment, or has lost a loved one to addiction. It's all we do. And we were spun out of a nonprofit that's helped 45,000 individuals, every substance, every demographic, all free services for 8 years. So our understanding of this disease is, I would argue, probably as good as anybody's out there.
Interesting. I always go back to, I'm a big sports fan, right? So I always look at, I'm not sure if you're familiar with the story, but like Josh Gordon, the football, the wide receiver, football player, right? Sure. And I think anyone who didn't, you know, I've run into some people that will say it's a, which I don't agree, but it's a choice, right? It's not a, and it is. And I think a good example of that too is his case, right? He's getting millions of dollars to say, don't relapse, don't do any. And it's nope. And it still keeps happening. You know, and his spirits are still up and everything. But you know, when I hear your story, when I hear stories like that, and then I see what you're doing at U-Turn, you know, thank you for all that you're doing. And I think your personal why and your team's why really helps you execute on this vision, right? Can you shift focus a little bit? Can you talk me through how the platform currently works today?
Yeah, sure. So typically we sell into the enterprise space, although we do right now, we're doing programs for the South Carolina Veterans Administration. We're supporting veterans. We do suicide assessments for those guys, provide the U-Turn content, and then coaching on the back end. But essentially, U-Turn is the world's largest platform of evidence-based and therapist-led video content for substance misuse. So we're a confidential platform of educational content, right? All of it's real people, it's real stories, it's real experience, it's evidence-based experiential learning. We provide the service into the enterprise space. They deliver the service to the employees. It's a supplement to the employee assistance program or the wellness program. It doesn't replace it, it's supplemental. It sits way ahead of the EAP. If you think about a traditional EAP, they're really after the fact, meaning there's an event that's taken place, the employee got a DUI, the employee got in a wreck, then they're engaging the EAP. We're trying to get way ahead of that and be preventative. In conjunction with that, the focus on the family, we're providing content to the employee that's going home to the substance misuse, is simply something brand new. It's never been done. It's never been tried. I don't know of anybody else trying that approach. So it's really unique, but the feedback we get from the employees that we engage with that are suffering from this stuff is incredible. They love the service. So fortunately, we engage with a subset of the employees. Not every single employee is going home to the stuff. Not every single employee is struggling, but the data indicates it's a bunch of them. You got 46% of the workforce struggling, and then you got 18% of the workforce going home to this stuff. So it's a big chunk of the workforce right now.
Interesting. Yeah, I'm trying to remember too how you and I first connected. I think I saw you either commented on a post on LinkedIn or something, and I saw it's something you said, and I'm like, all right, we need to have him on here. And plus, we've had a lot of, you know, companies, not in your exact situation, right? We talked about, right, you know, you're different, but in a similar space, right? I've talked with, yeah, you know, companies like Monument and,
right.
And, I actually had the pleasure of, I actually still have it over here. I went to the M Health conference in Boston, probably two years ago. And I have pamphlet, man, for a
conference.
Pocket Rehab, on there, you know? Yeah. So, but like, it's, I'm grateful to be able to speak with you and hear your story and learn more. Yeah. And just so our audience knows, like, the goal is to have you and other members of your team on multiple times to like kind of dive into specific areas, but this is really your intro podcast.
Yeah. You know? Okay. Fantastic. Yeah, it's cool, Jared, because we can, what I love about what we're doing as much as anything is we can work with the mental health companies that are out there. So we're not competing with a Ginger or a Spring Health or, you know, all of those companies, whoever it is, we're not competing with those guys. And even like an Eleanor Health that's providing the actual MAT services to the client, we're not competing with those folks. Instead, we can be supplemental and work with them. We can provide our content, licensing it to them, where they all get very focused, specialized content specifically around substance misuse. We like to think of ourselves, sort of, if you think about the mental health companies as general practitioners, we're like orthopedic surgeons. We're just specialists on this one particular subject matter.
Yeah, it's funny you say Eleanor Health, because Corbin Petro, their CEO, came on the podcast a while back.
Right.
So are all those companies you listed, are those companies that you would be open to maybe partnering at some point with?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, we have a relationship with the folks at Eleanor. We're not working together, but we've had many discussions and we're talking with other both coaching companies to license our content to them, as well as making a little bit of progress in the larger mental health companies right now. Because in many cases, when the individual gets to the coach or to the therapist, when it's identified as a substance misuse issue, they may not have specialized content specific, you know, for that. And that's where we can come in.
It's funny you say, I've tried to get someone from Spring Health on the podcast quite a bit and have not been able to. Pretty much everyone we ask comes on the podcast. But so if you're listening, come on the podcast. Someone's
get
from
on
Spring
it.
Health.
That's right.
Yeah.
Get on the ball.
Cool. Well, I'd love to just kind of circle back to wrap things up. And then again, we'll schedule some time to have you and other members of your team on. What are you most excited about heading into? We're already through basically, we're through Q1. What are you looking forward to heading through the rest of 2021 for U-Turn?
Without question, it's the focus on employee mental health at this point. And mental health is such a wide subject matter. But at the end of the day, I've seen really just in the last 60 days, this massive shift where the enterprises are beginning to spend money and budget monies for employee mental health. Now, a lot of it's going to the folks like Talkspace or Calm and things like that that just have a national brand. They're opening up to companies like U-Turn, services like ours, which are unique. They're different. They're addressing a stigmatized subject matter. And I'm just fired up about that because I think enterprises are in as good a position to reduce stigma of mental health and substance misuse better than anybody. If they simply subscribe to services like ours and some of our peers in the marketplace, it tells the employees it's okay to talk about this stuff. And once we do that, and we do that for a consistent period for a couple of years, people are going to talk about this stuff and we're going to have some more healing. So I'm fired up because we're starting to address it. I know U-turn's impacting people. I've talked to people. I'm coaching people. I know we're making an impact. I personally think we're saving lives. And like, dude, that's what it's all about. So I can make money anytime. This thing, I can make an impact.
Love it. Love it. Well, again, thank you so much for sharing your story and telling us about U-turn. And I'm really excited to have you on again. I think it'll be a lot of fun. We can kind of go into some different areas. We can talk maybe about some predictions in the space as well.
Yeah, sure.
But thank you so much. And I look forward to staying in touch with you, and all the best.
Awesome. Appreciate it, Jared. Thanks so much. Have a good one.
Hey everyone, I wanted to give a quick shout out to our sponsor, Block Health. Block Health is building the ecosystem of services and solutions to power the future of healthcare. Through their platform, healthcare professionals and organizations can enter, upload, and share core credentialing documents and information. Professionals and organizations then have the opportunity to use that information to order multiple services and solutions like credentialing, state license registration, certifications, payer enrollment, renewals, and more. On average, the Block Health platform saves users 40 to 60% on credentialing and licensing related costs. Organizations can use Block Health as an extension of their team or as their whole licensing and credentialing team. Today, Block Health works with some of the top healthcare organizations. To learn more about Block Health, please visit www.blockhealth.com. That's BLOCHEALTH.com, and follow them on their social channels at Block Health. Thanks for listening.
Thank you to everyone that listened to this week's episode of the Slice of Healthcare podcast. If you'd like to check out more of our podcasts, we're available on all the major podcast channels. And you can check us out on our website, www.sliceofhealthcare.com. And that'll have all of our past guests on there. You can see our sponsors, and you can learn more about actually becoming a guest. Thanks, and look forward to another episode next week.